remember that many times through the media, through the meetings, we're comparing the mortality rate in Jordan from COVID with other countries. Previously, we're comparing also cancer mortality or ischemic heart disease mortality. If you look at the population pyramid that we also discussed today in Jordan, we see that, for example, if we compare the, I'll give you two examples. If I tell you that the mortality rate for from COVID in Jordan is 2%, while it's in the UK, it is 10%. Okay. This means that the situation is different in Jordan. If we talk about the hospital-based mortality, we say that in Jordan it's 30%, while in the UK it's 70%. This means to the audience that the hospitalization, hospital performance in Jordan is much better than the UK. Okay. But if you look at the age distribution, we know the mortality increased by age. For the proportion of the people above the age of 65, in Jordan, they are only 10% of the general population. While in the UK, it's around 23%. Okay? So, here we have only 2% of the general population. They are above the age 65. In Italy, in the UK, it's around 25%. I think, رحمة ربنا, the منطقة تبعتنا, إنه the population distribution above the age 65 is very small. If we had the same rate as Japan or the like Italy or the UK, the mortality rate would be much, much higher than in our country, and also the hospitalization rate would be much higher. It's unfair to compare the mortality rate in the UK, where they have 1/4 of their population above the age 65, with the mortality rate in Jordan, where the most of the population are healthy adults, and the proportion above 65 is very small. Okay? And this is why we call standardization. If I want to compare cancer mortality, for example, between Jordan and between a center in Jordan, for example, at the Royal Medical Services, KFCC, Jordan University Hospital, or for the all cancer patients in Jordan. If I compare it with the mortality rate in the States, I will find that the survival will be better in Jordan compared with the States. But if you look at the age standardized mortality rate, we find that their performance will be much better than ours, simply because of the age distribution. When you have a cancer patient, his or her age is 80, it's totally different than the age of 40. We have other factors such as stage of cancer, the grade, etc. But only the larger, محدش يبلش وبايتر عم يحط. This is the case standardization. We'll show you examples now how we can compare different countries, how we compare within the same country. And if I want to compare, for example, mortality rate among physicians with the army forces, with, for example, certain clinicians, I need to have a reference to compare to make a fair comparison. So we can use standardization for comparing different countries or different regions, and also within the same country, we can compare different. Go back to the surveillance. Anyone can turn off the screen. Turn off the screen. What is the one screen? What's the definition of screen? It's the systematic application of a test inquiry to those who have not sought medical advice. So look for those in the community who did not seek medical advice. This is for the cancer, for type 2 diabetes, for cancer. But these subjects are in the community. They are not coming to me seeking medical advice. And this is one of the main differences between surveillance and screening. Surveillance is going systematic collection of data that for those coming to you, you have cases of different infections, you have cases of cancer, diabetes, and you want to collect data on this in a continuous way for these illnesses. Okay? maintenance over occurrence and distribution of disease and events or or conditions which increase the risk of disease. So we can look for the illnesses or the risk factors. For example, if we have a surveillance for measles in Jordan, and we notice, for example, that the rate in Ma'an is much higher than the rates in the whole country. This means that there's an outbreak in Ma'an, and we need to look for the source and to control that. Okay, this is the important sentence. You have cases, for example, of measles, you have cases of any infection. For example, you have cancer registry, you have an excellent national cancer registry in Jordan. We know about every single case of cancer in the country. When I compare different cities, different governments, if I, for example, find that in city X, the incidence is higher than the average for Jordan, we need to look there, what are the causes for that? So the main purpose of surveillance is to know about what's happening. So if there's any problem, you are will be alert about it. We'll not know that there's a problem with measles in Ma'an without having a surveillance system to give us about the number of cases there, and we can compare it to the other regions or other cities in the country. So, to follow the trend in health status of a population over time, to establish public health priorities. When I have a surveillance system, I know what are the commonest problems and distribution across the country. And then, we detect and respond to epidemics. We have an outbreak of measles, we have an outbreak of TB, for example. I remember maybe 10 years ago, there was a case with Mafra of Evrongar. Carpina TB case of incidence much higher than the expected life of the country. There was an outbreak there. فاكتشفوا انه في كثير مقاهي بيجوا عليها سواقين من سوريا من العراق. Drivers coming from here and there, and they are using the water pipe, and they are distributing the TB for the local community. So without having a surveillance system, a record for number of new cases there, we will not know that there is a problem there. And the problem increases over time. To evaluate the effectiveness of programs and services. 3 years ago, Jordan was ready to announce the elimination of measles. Few weeks before the celebration, there were an outbreak of measles in one of the regions, and it was canceled. Since then, we could not have a year free from the infection. How to evaluate the effectiveness of the National Immunization Program without looking at the number of cases of acute flaccid varicella for polio, for the rotavirus infections, for the hepatitis A. For example, if you have a reported number of hepatitis A in certain cities, it's higher than the whole country. We need to look at the vaccines uptake. We need to look at the source of this infection. So these surveillance systems will help us to look at distribution of illnesses. So the very important thing, the surveillance is that is to give early warning about change in incidence. To take outbreaks early. So we can detect outbreaks early. We have an outbreak of TB, outbreak of measles, outbreak of hepatitis A, and to evaluate the effectiveness of the introduction of new vaccines, for example. 2 years ago, we have the hepatitis A, for example, as a new vaccine within the National Immunization Program. So if you know about there's an outbreak here or there, we need to look at the age groups and to look at the uptake rate and success rate for that vaccine. We can look for many things in the surveillance program, not just infections like measles, hepatitis A, etc. We can look at the iron deficiency anemia among pediatric age groups, for example, malnutrition. We can look for environmental pollution, water resources. We can look at the, for example, mortality rate differences between different cities in the country. So we can look for many factors. distribution of different cases. So we have a baseline, we have an intervention, we know. صغير مبالغ اخر مره تسكين المحاضره تحول عليه للتحليل اوكي سو وي هاف سيرفيلانس سيستم بعدين وي هاف سيرفيلانس سيستم ان بليس وي هاف بيس لاين داتا سو وي هاف ان انترفينشن وي نو ذات ذيس انترفينشن واتس ذا سكسس ريت بيسد اون ذا بيس لاين داتا When you have a surveillance system, for example, for any illness, for example, for cancer, we can, if you have data from the patients who are at risk or the, or for example, patients with that illness, for example, with cancer, with TB, let's say, we can look at the risk factors to see if we have submissions high in certain age groups or in certain risk factors. We need to have data in a timely manner. There's a lot of data that I see. We need to work immediately in order to, we need to get the data quickly so we can act to control the outbreak. We have three main types of surveillance. Sometimes we call it five, we add something in surveillance, or sometimes we call it just three types. Passive surveillance. Currently in the country, for example, if you have You ask the healthcare professionals across Jordan if you have a case of acute leptospirosis, case of hepatitis A, write a report to the Ministry of Health. This is passive surveillance. Here you don't have any officer at the hospital, you don't have any officer at the private care center, and you are just waiting at the end of the year to look at the, or the throughout the months, about any report coming for hepatitis A, according to the illnesses that you are going to look to do the surveillance for. TB, for example, hepatitis A, rotavirus, influenza, any illness that you want, cancer, for example, diabetes, whatever, whatever you would like to look for. The passive surveillance, you are just keeping the people to do their day-to-day work, but they have a report for certain illnesses. If you have a case of hepatitis A or hepatitis B, for example, please complete this form and send it to the list. This is one of the surveillance reports for the passive surveillance. Active surveillance. We have a single case of polio. We can't spread polio to the whole country because the highly contagious, and we need small dose for the to spread the infection. Measles the same. Active surveillance have specific conditions similar active surveillance to what. During the start of the pandemic, we were looking for a single, any possible case of COVID. Active surveillance, you have an officer at each, in each governorate, in each city, in each, for example, sometimes in each hospital, to look for certain illnesses and to report it. You are not just waiting at your office at the March central management and waiting for some reports for you. No, you will have officers on the ground who ensure that every case of HIV is reported, every case of or for example, TB, et cetera, it will be reported. So we are going there to check they are doing their work properly, and you have always an officer at that government city to ensure that everyone is doing their work properly. So we're not just waiting them to send the reports, we are ensuring that they are collecting the reports. Okay? just the constantly that you are just waiting them to send the report actively that you check that they are collecting the report. Negative surveillance, especially in some highly diagnosed infections, we will ask them to send the report that we don't have zero cases. So we confirm that we don't receive any case from you that you don't have any cases. So we complete the report that we have zero incidents in my city, in my healthcare center, in my city. Okay? Negative surveillance, even if you have no cases, you need to write that the incidents are fine. Well, I don't have any cases, but I have incidents of zero. Sentinel surveillance. In order to understand the ability of different illnesses, especially infections, I need to look for the distribution. For example, influenza. We don't routinely examine patients coming to us with influenza. They have symptoms, they like symptoms, and we manage symptoms and that's it. And in order to know about the strains, circulate in the country, circularized vaccine, to know the incidence, to look at the we have, for example, more to vaccine to look at the effectiveness. We started to have certain hospitals or healthcare centers to be as sentinel sites, where every patient coming to these sites, we're going to test for influenza. And this was also applied for COVID at one time. So, for example, at Best Hospital Elbert, any adults coming with pneumonia, for example, or other respiratory tract infections, we are going to have PCR for influenza. مستشفى رحمة for pediatrics. مستشفى جامعة for مفلوز مثلا. نختار مثلا مستشفى كارك for طبيعي as site to present potential. هاي sites, every single admission, we are going to test for influenza. And this will help us to evaluate the incidence and changes over time. And to know what the circulating serotypes for that infection. I said, so we are not just looking at across the whole country, no, we select certain sites. شب الأخير ونطلع عليهم. We select the surveillance, we select certain sites, and we do the surveillance. Hotel surveillance, simply each country will have hotel territory, and then we look for the prime cause of death, and we collect data across the country. Any surveillance across any country, we need to look at geographic subunits, age, and gender of the of the patient or the lost target in the surveillance. And we said we have data gathering, for example, hepatitis A, and then with data analysis, and we need to act quickly because if there is an outbreak there, we need to look at the problem and solve it and control the outbreak. So that's why things should be possible. We are trying to encourage different countries in the region, not just Jordan, to add data differently. So if I add data, for example, correct today, this would be a typical system, immediately they would see the changes in that regard immediately and compared to the other system. So action can be taken immediately. And hella paperwork should be disappeared from Muslim countries, and we hope this will be applied in our region. خلاص انت طبيب ودوس مركز صحي طبعاً بكرك في مكان اذا كيس معينة كبسة واحدة مجرد دخلت كيس بغير عدد الحالات بغير عنا نسبة and you can do the same per day per month per day. The key steps in surveillance, we don't want to go through all details, simply data collection, data collation, we collect data from different places, data analysis, and we need to be quick and disseminate the results and to have an action if it's needed. And if there are also something close to the sentinel slice, laboratory-based reporting. For example, we have blood donation, and you are screening every blood donor for hepatitis B, C, and HIV. You can collect at children the data that for these cases, and for example, if you see there's certain outbreak of changes, then you can look at it. and see what's the reason there and why you have, for example, this increase in sickness. You can collect data on hypercholesterolemia stream, data on high on glucose profile, for example. So you can also depend on the lab results to understand what's happening to you. Glycanhemoglobin for all diabetic patients in Jordan and look at their performance. We have, we have our national figures are close to the international ones. We always know that there is incubation period and between, sometimes, for example, you have the type C, for example, before the patient comes to fundamental sites, they have initially flu like or they have jaundice, they have, for example, change in the liver function test. So if you manage to pick cases early, you can control the outbreak there and can do something. The same as hepatitis A. Hepatitis A is still limiting condition, but as you know all, that it can end with fundamental sites. The key thing is that we need to utilize data. Unfortunately, in most countries in the Middle East, we have data from the last 10 years about cancer history. Every year we have the report, and we see the results, for example, and we look at the distribution of cases. Hadishim's provided with Muhammad. What's the value to have data about every single cancer patient in Jordan without having an action and understanding, analyzing the data you have in hand? A key thing in any surveillance program that we need to have a clear case definition. When I define case with TB, what's the case definition? Acute flaccid viruses for suspected cases with polio, measles, etc. You need to have a clear case definition that is well distributed across the country for the all world sites in the surveillance program. The main limitation for the surveillance system is the data are complete or not. Accuracy, we can avoid that by, for example, having the right definition. Data are representative and they are coming from different sites. The timeline of data, the data should come on time. Late data, reporting will not help in the control mechanism or output. These are some of the analysis that we are having different programs in Jordan for their surveillance. For example, acute flaccid viruses, polio, measles, hepatitis A, B, C, malaria, HIV, syphilis, all these analysis here, they are, physicians should report these analysis. And currently there is some sort of the registries for chronic illnesses, and also we have screen for example, we need to, a registry for chronic illnesses such as hypertension, diabetes, COPD, hemophilia, neoplasms, cancers, asthma. We hope that with time we'll have a comprehensive surveillance system for all these illnesses. Currently we have the complete one for cancer as well. There are also some reports located in Jordan to have a surveillance system for the mental health to look for different illnesses, epilepsy, schizophrenia, alcoholic use disorder, dementia. In terms of fictions, the main objective would be to control the outbreak. The term for chronic illnesses is to see the that we are controlling these illnesses properly, what's the change in incidence, how we manage these patients, are they controlled or uncontrolled, and how we can prevent the complications. And in terms of cancer, for example, diabetes, if we can pick cases at pre-cancer stage or pre-diabetes, and how we can control the risk factors across the community. So in summary, the surveillance can detect outbreaks, detect public threats, infections, and they have huge value, but the most important thing that you have a clear case definition, comprehensive reports, and also the data arriving to you on time. And this is the first part of today's lecture. I have just a few slides on the summarization. demography, we all say now we have demographic data. It's just looking at the population distribution, mortality, migration, vital statistics. That's the study population. That's what we call demography. Population size, very important public health indicator. And it depends on different factors. The population size in Jordan will depend on the current population size, currently birth rate, death rate, immigration. And you can see the major changes in our population from the last 30 years, starting with the Iraq War, and then after that the Syrian crisis. And this is why we have immigration, more than immigration, and this was it's affecting the population size. And also in Jordan we have a good birth rate and we have a low death rate currently. And this also affecting the population size. There's a term we call population doubling time. It's a number of years that it will take us to take the population to double in size. It's 70 over the annual percentage increase. So for example, if the annual percent increase in Jordan is 2%, this means that within 35 years, the population size of 10 million that we have currently will be 20 million. If the growth rate for the annual percentage increase in the population is 3%, this means that within 23 years, our population will be double size. Sources of information, we have census. For example, many countries, every 10 years, they have the national poll count, door-to-door approach to count all Jordanians. Sometimes we have big census samples. We just have 10% of the population to look at changes for these samples. And when you do it once every 10 years, it's costly and slow. It will require a huge staff to look at the 10 million, to count them, and to collect other information on them. The problem is that it will take you 1-2 years to collect data, then 1-2 years to have the reports. Usually data are 2 to 4 years out of date. But to be honest with you, because of the system, the nature of the data collection, the resources, etc., usually in developed countries, the census is complete, while in developed countries, it has many issues. And similar risk to that, while living in Jordan, it's an excellent resource for developing information. Any newborn, any mortality, anything, we can collect data from it for Jordan. We have birth certificate, death certificate, marriage certificate, stillbirth, adoption, divorce, etc. We can also collect data from these vital events. Private record, governmental records, health services, for example, education, schools, armed forces, all these sources are sources of demographic information. Key population data, population size, mortality, death rate, birth rate, fertility, residential mobility, population, geographic distribution, and population characteristics. The key thing from this part and slides is that we have three types of population pyramids. I always use these pyramids in many of my presentations. For example, I want to say that we need to make the country X or Y ready for the changes in cancer incidence, and we need to have cancer control programs in place. We can show you that the country, for example, currently like Jordan, we have this spike population pyramid. Well, with time, we have more balanced size, shape. More people will have above the age 65, for example. And when you look at those above 65, the numbers are increasing dramatically here. This means that we have high birth rate, but we have also low death rate, and we have more people above the age 65. If you look, ignore all the factors for cancer, ischemic heart disease, diabetes, if you just consider the age as a risk factor, the incidence will increase over time. Simply by the age factor. So if we don't prepare ourselves here, early, will face this huge number of cases simply by the change of the distribution of the country. The first one is the spike where we have high birth rate, but we have high death rate. Egypt, for example, they have classical spike curve. Many of the countries, they have high classical spike curve. High mortality, but they have high birth rate. And this certificate of underdeveloped countries, very share, we have like this one, you have many developed countries. We have the parent share, we have the parent share, we have low death rate, like Western countries, and we have low death rate. Japan, Russia, Western Europe, they have the same parent share. Which share is currently what we are facing in Jordan? We have high death rate and low death rate. High growth rate. We call it a country in demographic transition. These are the population patterns for Jordan. You can see initially it was classical spike, then you can see 2050 you will have a classical barrel shape. That's why I'm trying now. We have there's a huge effort in terms of the control of the birth rate in Jordan, simply because we need to avoid having the wood shape of high birth rate and low death rate. This will create huge load on the healthcare source in the future. But what is highly worrying to me is the if you look at the proportion of people above the age 50, it's very small. If you look at here, you see that around 20-25% of the population being over the age 50 or 50 or 60. If we ignore all these factors for diabetes, skin cancer, disease, and cancer, only the age of the risk factor will have much higher number of cases with cancer, for example, skin cancer, disease, diabetes. This is for Algeria. That's another slide. Last few minutes, factors affecting mortality, the age structure, environment, economic factors, security, advances, and health services. That's a mahalo. I'll see slide up. I have two questions. To compare the trade between Jordan and the States, or the UK, or Saudi Arabia, or to compare the trade between Karak Ma'an and Bin Mufraq Amman. We said that the previous slide, the population pyramid, for example, in a country that has spike curves, totally different from barrel shape, because there's a high proportion of people above the age of 60 or 50 in barrel shape countries. So if I compare the mortality for all age groups or above the age of 18, if the proportion of 18 to 50 is high, I will have lower mortality. If the proportion from 50 to 80 is higher, I will have higher mortality. So the crude death rate is not of value to compare mortality rate, for instance. And this is what was applied during the COVID pandemic. The crude death rate for Jordan is 2%. In the UK, it's 85%. We are having Jordan, our mortality rate is low. What we're asking them, not to do standardization, at least to do age-specific death rate. Tell me that for the age of 65 to 80, the mortality rate in Jordan was close or higher than the UK, I'll be happy. Okay? So I death rate was SMR, standardized mortality rate, between for to have adjustment for the defensive Navy groups. Okay? So we're using mortality rate to compare between countries, between cities, between populations, and also we look at the mortality rate for the same country to look at changes over time. So why need standardization? Simply because the crude death rate is of value when there are differences in the age group structure. We saw the spike, barren, wood-shaped, Polish environments. There are differences between countries in terms of the population distribution. It's unfair in countries that they have a high proportion above the age 65 compared to countries where mostly population age 18 to 50. We compare not just the mortality, we compare the incidence for illnesses as well. We have two methods of standardization. In general, when I compare between different countries, different nations, globally in the region, I look at the direct one. When I have comprehensive data for the mortality rate per age group, I'll go for that standardization, either for the incidence or mortality. When I don't have data about the mortality rate or death rate or the incidence rate per age group, or when I compare two groups within the set where we expect to have the same age or the age range distribution, we can go for the indirect. With direct standardization, and the two options. مقارنة two countries مع بعض. يا بنعتبر واحد منهم reference, يا بجيب standard population زي WHO standard population, بعمم عليه الدفع. هلا بجيب example. هلا age standardized rate, the overall rate, the standard population of the age specific race were the same. Were the same as those in the population picture. سلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. هلا في عنا example comparing Puerto Rico مع USA. هلا على crude death rate عنا death rate في states is 368 per 100,000. Puerto Rico is 124. This means that in the states there's a big difference between the mortality rate, and this means that the mortality rate in the states is much higher than Puerto Rico. Okay? هلا عندي هون في عندي death rate per age group عندي two different countries. فبنحكي احنا شو بنعمل؟ بنعمل direct standardization. لانه في عندي death rate per كل age group موجود. يا انه بستخدم standard difference population بطبق death rate تبعتي الموجودة هون عندي هاي death rate للstates وهي لبورتو ريكو وبضرب عشان يطلع عندي الـ expected death الـ observed expected death فيهم. أو أنا بستخدم دولة دولتين as reference. فقالوا خلينا نستخدم إنه الـ USA is reference population لمقارنة بورتو ريكو مع USA. بدنا نوحد اللي هو لو اعتبرنا إنه عندي السيم أعداد الناس الموجودة في الدولتين، عندي الـ death rate موجودة بنستخدم عدد الناس متساوي. أخذنا الـ US population عندي هون، هي الـ US population تبعته، طبقنا عليه الـ death rate تبعت بورتو ريكو. هون عندي بدي اعمل ستاندرزيشن استخدمنا بورتو ريكو مع يو اس اي. فعندي هون عندي البوبيليشن تبعت امريكا هي موجوده بس عندي الديث ريت بورتو ريكو. هلا انا ما بيهمني عدد الناس المشكله يصير عندي عدد الناس هون اعلى بكثير من عدد الناس هون عندي كم؟ تقريبا 1,600,000 عدد الناس اللي اقل من 15 صح؟ هون عندي 5,500,000 تقريبا. الأباب 75 هون عندي بس 49,000. هون عندي around 5.5 مليون. تمام؟ فهون بيهمني أنا الديث ريت النهائي، ما بيهمني عدد الناس اللي فوق. عشان ألغي الفروقات بعدد الناس، مش معناها حكينا في اختلاف عدد الناس. عندنا بالأردن مثلا يكون نسبة الناس المولدين مثلا above the age 50 مختلف عن UK، فبالتالي it's unfair comparison. يا بقارن age group مع age group، يا بعمل standardization. أنا بتهمني الديث ريت لكل age group، هاي عندي الديث ريت. للناس الايدج جروبز، انا عدد ناس مختلف من دوله ثانيه عشان اقدر اقارن مع امريكا، بدي استخدم نفس البوبيليشن هون عدد الناس اللي عندي هون اطبق عليه الديفريت عشان الغي الفروقات الموجوده هون بعدد الناس. فعندي هاي US population وهي عندي death rate لكل age group. فطلع عندي هون اللي هو expected death في US population هاي laboratory. الage standardized rate عندي هون عبارة عن اللي هي expected death على التوتال اللي عندي هون طلع عندي 1.69. اوكي هلا قارن هون عندي 196 بينما هون عندي 124. فقال لك عملت ستاندرزيشن على الديفريت بورتريكو طبقتها على البوبيليشن الفروقات عندي بدل ما كان 368 ناقص 124 صارت ناقص 196 او 197. فقال عندنا حوالي تقريبا 75 يعني نقطة خلفة الاختلافات بين الدرجتين. فماشي اليو اس الثريت عندهم اعلى لكن لما عملت ستاندرزيشن بين جهتين قلت الفروقات عندي هاي بنسبة حوالي 40%. تمام؟ فين ايش نسميه اندايركت ستاندرزيشن؟ هلا بنرجع لك 10 15 اندايركت ستاندرزيشن حكوا مش دائما تكون عندي الايدج ديث ريت في الايدج جروب موجود. ف في عندي يمكن يكون within the same population بالأردن في عندي اختلافات مثلا بين age groups مثلا بدي أقارن مزارعين مثلا مع ناس بيشتغلوا بالجيش، أطباء مع ناس مثلا بيشتغلوا بمهنة معينة. فبالتالي بدي أعمل إيش اسمه indirect standardization وما عنديش data على the thread بين age groups. أقول لك في عنا low death rate breakdown in age group نقدر نستخدم direct standardization بس صح كأنه في عنا إيش يسمى observed death expected death. The standardized mortality rate in direct standardization equal observed على expected death. هلا بورجيك الحل طبعا كيف نقدر نعملها. Standard standardized mortality rate equal 100 that the mortality rate for that type, for example, if نعمل عندي standard population, Jordan population, as a national population, دقان معان مع المفرق. إذا كانت standard mortality rate معان مع الأردن كلها بشكل عام equal 100 معانته mortality rate معان is equal than expected for the Jordan, the whole Jordanian population. إذا كانت عندي والله 150 بالمفرق لا سمار معناته المفرق عندهم mortality higher than the Jordanian population. بس المفرق كانت عندي 70 معناته عندهم lower mortality أقل من Jordanian population. أعطيك مثال. يجوا حكوا على إنجلند عندنا ما عندناش death rate هو من مثلا للفارمرز بنقارن الفارمرز و armed forces. حكوا والله عندنا observe إنه بالفارمرز في عندهم 25,000 deaths compared مع 2,800 from the armed forces. فهي ما تستبعدهم إنه عندي high rate among farmers for instance fishermen in England and need to have an act based on this high numbers of deaths. Okay. هلا إيجو حكوا إيش عنا؟ في عندنا standard death rate لإنجلند لكل 1000 شخص. ما عنديش للفارمرز ولا عندي الارم فورسز. بس عندي نمبرز في الاكيوليشنز. فهون عندي نمبر اكيوليشنز في عندي الديث ريت سوري كروت ديث ريت كانت في الفارمرز 5.9 حكينا عن الارم فورسز كان 2.8. فبالتالي بيس اون ذيس كروت ديث ريت نحكي انه الفارمرز فورسترز اند فيشرمان they have around twice higher mortality than armed forces. عندنا observed death عندهم عالي مقارنة مع armed forces. بس حكوا ناس بقول فارمرز أعمار مختلفة عن أعمار بيشتغلوا بالجيش. خلينا نعمل indirect standardization ما عندناش death rate للفار age group عشان نقدر نقارن لكل هذا ما عندناش المين age group لكل جانب. فجينا حكينا عملنا ايش هو الستاندرزيشن، شفنا عدد الناس ديث ريت، عدد الناس في كل انكوبيشن، طلع عندي الاكسبكتد ديث للفارمرز والارم فورسز. هون عندي اوبزرفد. هلا لما نطبق الديث ريت تبعت انجلاند على نمبر الناس اللي هم ديفرنت ايج جروبز الارم فورسز والفارمرز، بيطلع عندي الاكسبكتد ديث ريت. بيت عن ديث ريت جنرال بريطانيا كلها، لكن في عندي اوبزرفد ديث موجود بالجروب. فلو جينا على المجموعه الاولى بالنسبه للفارمرز والفورسترز والفيشرمن او المزارعين بشكل عام، عندي الاوبزرف على الاكسبكتد بيطلع عندي الاس ام ار 82.4. هلا بالكروب ديث ريت كان عندي توايس هاير ذان ار فورس، صح؟ فمعناته هون عندي معناته الفارمرز والفورسترز والفيشرمن في اليو كي او بانجلاند they have a lower mortality than the general English population. The armed forces اللي هم كانوا بينين معانا بالcrude death rate اللي هم عندهم أقل من هذول، لما عملنا standardization طلع عندهم standardized mortality rate اللي هي 150. This means that they have higher mortality than the general English population. عشان هيك احنا بنعمل اللي هو دايركت عندنا observed death موجودة، في عنا expected death. expected death هي عبارة عن نمسك كل age group قديش عدد الناس فيها ونطبق mortality rate للدولة نفسها عشان أقدر أقارن معان مع الأردن، ما فرقوا على الأردن، بدي أقارن ناس بيشتغلوا بالجيش مع بيشتغلوا بالقطاع الطبي، القطاع الخاص مع القطاع العام، هيك بدي أقارن ناس معهم. أوكي؟ بس اذا ما كان في عندي اوبزرف ديث حقيقي ما بقدر اعمل شيء. تمام؟ هلا الدايركت ستاندرزيشن اقوى من الاندايركت ستاندرزيشن، بس هون بدي اكون عارف الديث ريت لكل ايج جروب قديش. بالاندايركت ستاندرزيشن اعتبرنا على اللي هو اكسبكتد، طلعنا كل ايج جروب عندي للاردن كلها، بس ما عنديش مثلا لو في قطاع خاص اقارن مثلا او للاطباء مثلا مقارن مع الجيش، او مع المزارعين مقارن مثلا مع اللي اشتغلوا بالجيش. هيك بقدر اقارن، ارجع حتى بفضل دائما يكون within the same country to do the comparison based on direct standardization. لان في عندنا reference population نحكي والله اللي بيشتغلوا بالقطاع الطبي مثلا المورتاليتي ريت عندهم اقل من expected general population، والله بيشتغلوا بالقطاع الصناعي المورتاليتي ريت عندهم اعلى من general population. هاي اهميه direct standardization. وهم الاكزامبل تبعتنا لو طلعنا through the threat شفنا انه عندنا الفارمرز كانت 5.9 per 1000 وهي اعلى من ارم فورس، ففي عندنا مشكله بالفارمرز. بالاخير طلع لا، المشكله مش بالفارمرز، عنده اقل مورتاليتي من الجنرال بوبيليشن، المشكله بارم فورس. هلا بالدارك ستاندرزيشن يا يعني نستخدم يا يعني بعطيك على الامتحان هاي ريفرنس دبليو اتش او ريفرنس ستاندرد بوبيليشن او الورد بانك ستاندرد ريفرنس بوبيليشن، بتطبق المعادلتين الدولتين عليه، يعني انت بتختار دوله الدولتين تعتبر ريفرنس بتعتمد، او لازم احكي لك انا انه يعتبر دوله اكس هي ريفرنس بوبيليشن. حد عنده سؤال؟ رح يجيكم اسئله امتحان حلو على الدايركت والدايركت.